she's had a COVID test done on Tuesday, and it takes about 4 to 5 days. Once she gets that, she basically has to still serve the 14 days. I say serve because they're all kind of all shut up in their rooms in the hotel. They're not allowed access to anybody. There's no outside time or anything. So the nurse on duty would then obviously give in a go-ahead. Run about next Tuesday or Wednesday. Giving all the release papers, obviously the interprovincial traveling forms, and I've searched for flights, but apparently there are people that do help with the flights that are attached to the quarantine centers.
So how's her state of mind been? Because she's the one that's been in a foreign country. How's she doing emotionally, mentally?
Well, mentally she's a strong person. She's always thrive in situations like this where she's had to do something on her own, and being in contact with her mom, her dad, obviously my mother, and they've always just given her support, and she's always grown strength from those around her. And I mean, she's got a big support base. Godchildren is a thing that she misses. All our godchildren, she misses them crazily. Mm-hmm. At one point, she even made a plea to the embassy to please get her home. She must go to her children, you know. So I think that everything has hurt her, that she's missed so much of the kids growing up. But she is, mentally, she's very strong.
Okay. I'm glad she's hanging there.
I, for one, I'm just glad she's in the country. And there is light at the end of this tunnel. Obviously, I'd like to express more thanks to the Home Away From Home group, because, I mean, it's not just us. I mean, they facilitated 11,000 of Africans coming back home, be it people who were away on holiday, visiting family, or people who were just working abroad, and obviously the contracts weren't renewed and stuff like that. You know, there are so many stories, and even with our... with the first repatriation flight, we had a lady who had leukemia, who was recovering from leukemia, who ran out of medication, and she was stranded. She went on a quick holiday with her daughter. I mean, there are so many different stories, and the Home Away From Home group really needs a round of applause from everybody. Knowing that there are people that are willing to help, it's a South African thing, you know, that people will always be there to help you, and it's an eye-opening thing, and it gives you, not a newfound lease, but re-emphasize appreciation of life and what people are. Because not everything is doom and gloom, and not everybody is a negative Nancy. And it's these kind of people that we need to highlight every single day, because they help us survive. I mean, the world hasn't been a friendly place recently. It's just been a tough ride for everybody mentally. You know, I think the whole of Africa needs to go see a psychologist.
True that. Well, I tell you what, I know you're counting down the next couple of days till you get to see your wife, and Bobby and I are counting down those days along with you.
Thank you so much, Bobby and Lindy.
Thank you, Clint. We'll speak to you soon, and all the best. Enjoy the reunion when it happens.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for chatting to us. Bye.
Okay, bye.